Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
That was, this is Dub Knight, and I want to talk about dreamers. That was my song, Love is Spiritual. Yeah, it's got high volume. It was just a basic song that I made for my electronic keyboard. The keyboard is now broken, or maybe not, you know. You heard my I Do Love You. You know, I love that keyboard. I want to replace it. I wrote tons of songs. I think I wrote thousands of songs. You know, it was part of being a dream. I was a dreamer. I'm still a dreamer. Being a dreamer can be very hard because, you know, I'm getting rejections by your companies. Maybe my music is or the songs I make in a recording studio with a certain particular producer or the way I write, I have to keep an open mind how I write. I guess it's not good enough with my voice. I received another rejection letter from a record company today. It was very disappointing after so many years getting rejected from a record label that I tried to submit to my music. But I was told that, you know, rejection is part of the game. It's normal to be rejected, even if you're good. It just had to keep doing it. So it was painful in one sense, but I'm used to it. You know, I try to continue with the dream. Being a dreamer is very difficult. You can have all the talent, whatever talent it is. For me, it was art, being an artist and being an intellectual. And to have that those dreams be a struggle is very hard. The dark side of being ambitious or trying to be talented or having a talent is that the world could be cruel. Evil does not see color, religion, or entity. It's in everything, so I had to stay away from it. And one of the parts of evil in this world is that some people get jealous or get annoyed or get threatened by talent. Having a talent or being gifted is good, or being ambitious. Like I have those traits to various degrees of awareness. But some people are threatened who don't have the ambition, or maybe they don't feel they're talented enough. The truth is everybody can do those things, or they have those same attributes as I do. They just have to look in the mirror and work hard for it. Because being a genius or being ambitious requires hard work or some work to an extent. You can't be a genius overnight. It takes hard work or some effort to an extent. Because well, everybody's different. Some people can grasp onto something and do something so original on their own and shoot to the stars, while others can have this amazing talent and never get recognized. It's very hard to go for that dream. It really is. You know, I came to Hollywood for that Hollywood dream, you know? Yes, I did. And I knew that I couldn't stay where I was to get it. I couldn't just sit around and say, oh, I'm waiting for somebody to do it, to just pick me up and discover me. It wasn't in my town, in upstate New York. I had to go to New York City or Hollywood, so I picked Hollywood. And maybe it would have happened in New York City, but I don't know. But it was very hard. You know, it was very hard. And the thing that amazes me was that it's just something that I had to do. And you know, it's about going for that dream. And one thing I knew is that it would take effort, and with the music industry, as opposed to other industries, like it takes years to get to that dream, to get to the top, you need a little luck. I didn't get that luck, but I still dream. I still dream because, well, I got the rejections, I got the demos, I went out and performed. I had to. I was a shy person, you know. I couldn't just expect it to come and come to me. You know, I had to go out. I had to go to clubs. I had to, you know. But in my mind, I knew the risk that was taken. You know, the risk.
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
You know, I didn't want to be one of those people who dreams didn't come true. I wanted to make it come true, so I had to have effort, ambition, and I knew, and I was told that sometimes a lot of people who have those dreams to make it in Hollywood, it can take a very long time. And then there's a lot of others who don't come true at all. And I realized that I'm one of those that has taken a very long time. But I'm glad I got it released to the public, for people in a professional level, for people to listen to my music. And I still have that ambition and develop talent to sing and write. And, you know, people look at me, you know, it's like, how can I be a lead singer of a group if my tummy's showing? I came out here to be like legends in the Sunset Strip who dream came true, like WXL Rose or Vince Neil or Prince or the numerous artists at rhythm and blues, pop, rock who made it in Hollywood. And I didn't get that luck, that chance. I didn't sign my name on that dotted line of the major label like Capitol or Aerosol or Sony. But I still dreamed. I still continue to dream. And that's why I wrote this song. Because, you know, I worked with somebody for a long time, and it was a fitting song to, like, an ending between a partnership of writing songs. But it was also the center of why I made songs and why I was in a recording studio and why I was on stage. So many years of being on stage.
Living near Hollywood, I struggle too long.
people say to give up, I can't because it's inside of me. It's inside of me to go, you know. And it's just such a driven thing to develop my talents. Because I written that song and it was such a great thing. Those lyrics are so personal. And I'm going to continue to dream. And I always try to be a good person because I always do. Love is spiritual, like my song says. You have to think beyond, you know, the person or ego and just try to be appreciate myself foremost and appreciate others just as the same. Try to appreciate dreams and appreciate others. You know, I'm doing something on the side, you know, going to law school. But I don't know if, you know, it's very hard. I'm struggling, you know. And whether I make it or not, that's part of that dream, you know. It's like, I always tell these people who are graduating, I hope your dream come true because I have to be good to people. And being a dreamer, I always have to be aware of myself and others and be responsible, take care of myself so I can be able to take care of others. And that's the thing, you know, love myself, which has been something I really had to do. And then I look at the people in Ukraine, and some of those people got killed and murdered by the Russian forces, and their dreams were taken away, and their dreams were basically to live. So I'm going to try to donate to give what I can, because nobody's dream to live should be taken away. But nobody's dream to be in the music industry should be taken away either. And I have to appreciate what I have because, yeah, I'm in one of the most powerful countries, United States, and I'm still alive. I have the ability to go for those fantasy dreams of singing in front of thousands and making a good living, writing songs or being in movies and getting a doctor, lawyer, business person. But I'm fortunate that I am not in Ukraine right now. As a citizen, having to go to another country or one of those Ukraine citizens getting killed and their dreams were taken away, the misfortune. Life is not fair, but what makes life fair is to see people's dreams come true. So I hope mine's come true because I'm trying to be good to myself. I know I am. So I continue to go for it. But I also have to respect others and try to do what I can to be good to those who don't have as much as I do. Well, I don't have much as a dreamer. I have to be aware of others. So I'm going to continue to go for that dream. There are people who are going for dreams to be doctors, lawyers, or going to be business people. And you know a lot of their dreams going to come true. And it should. My dream come true. Your dream should come true, too. Because we have to be good. But in order to do it, we can't give up. We can't give up. We can't give up. Because it's hard. Continue to believe, and make that dream come true. Like in Hollywood, you know, make that dream come true, you know. You got to make that dream come true, you know. You have to, you know, it's enough for me, you know. To make that dream come true.
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, the land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.